Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party podcast, everybody, where we hope to keep this one up today after Roy decided to pull the Rap Party down yesterday.
Yeah, I just realized that it wasn't...
I'm going to get him right back into it.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Let's just say you're passionate about something.
Well, but I was only being passionate for the purpose of... For performance, and so I was only trying to amp.
You named people, you named corporations, you really went after it.
I really did, and I was only just
really
trying to
leaned in.
I was just trying to make things entertaining, and that's not fair. So
today we talked about a bunch of things, man. We kind of were all over the map, and it was one of those good shows. And it started out by talking about how hot it's going to be. It literally is going to be 95 today and 98 tomorrow. And we talked about how to make it feel like fall.
Right.
But then we jumped around to an entirely different conversation. And that is the fact that Roy ran into a former employee who he didn't know didn't work here anymore.
No. I asked them. I said, hey, we haven't seen you in the office. Why don't you come on by? And
the company and this person parted ways in January.
In January, yeah. And I had no clue. I felt so bad.
So our friend Tori, who works in our HR department, is here. And Tori, we're not going to put you in a weird spot where you have to comment on any former employees. But we wanted to know how many employees work in this building.
Roughly about 150.
Okay.
150
That's
people
what I thought.
In here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought 100.
Now, we brought in the Morning Madhouse this morning, and Larry said 60. He was way wrong.
60.
Yeah. I said, so out of 150 people, how many people do you think you know by face and name, Roy? Confidently.
I bet confidently, a solid 40.
You said 30 today on air.
But thinking about it, I think 40, because I know all the on-air talent, I know management, and I know sales.
And that's part-time promotions.
A few of them. I don't do many remotes, but.
So, Tori, you're in charge of Charlotte's Beasley Media Group. Do you know, are there people that work here, because we have a corporate wing that are in charge of all the Beasley stations across the country. Do you know everybody in the corporate wing?
Honestly, I know everybody's faces, but because I actually don't deal with the human resources and the payroll for the corporate division, I don't know their names, but everybody else, I know your name, your face. Everything.
Really? You can remember it all,
social,
man.
Social, everything. Not just
So yesterday we were leaving, and Mallory, right? Is that the front desk person?
Shonda.
It's Shonda?
Her last name is Mallory.
Oh, she told us Mallory yesterday. She definitely told us Mallory.
Okay, because I was
maybe
like...
Maybe she goes by her last name.
Okay, yes. And as we were leaving, she handed Roy an envelope and said, hey, this is for you. But I grabbed it because Roy was already at the elevator. Mm-hmm. And you know we leave together. It's a very weird thing. And I looked at the name and it said Big Sexy on it.
Which, I am big and I'm sexy. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But I'm not the Big Sexy.
So, Tori, we explained to her that Roy wasn't the Big Sexy. And as the doors were closing, I stopped the doors and I go, and in all fairness, doors opened back up again. I'm not sure we know your name.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's what we propose. And I know you're busy, and I know Leslie, the office assistant, is busy. But, like, we talked about this on the air. And by the way, there's tons of people that work at different jobs that don't know people's names.
I'm sure.
There was a teacher who's been working next to another teacher for 3 years. And that teacher came over and said, I think it's finally time I introduce myself to you.
For 3 years?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So we think we should have, like, a welcome board? Yeah, we used to call it the Sunshine Committee in cheerleading.
Welcome committee.
Yeah, welcoming committee.
Yeah, we can lead it. Anyone that comes on, we introduce them to everyone.
I love that idea.
Because I feel bad for these people that come in, and then we ride the elevator with them, and it's like that's where you find out, you know, but it's only three floors. So you don't get to really know somebody, and you know us. Like, we'll get to know these people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you definitely will.
At the old company I went to, they would have a picture, the old company I worked at, and it said, like, hey, this is a new face that you'll be seeing in the hallway. Now, I know our big boss, Walter, doesn't want that and all that stuff, but
he doesn't want mugshots of his employees up on the wall.
No, you can shoot an email out,
though. Yeah, like once somebody gets their, like, onboard paperwork in, maybe they can go to somebody else and take a picture and, like, write a little something about themselves. Maybe?
Okay. Do you not feel like there's a disconnect with the employees not knowing each other here?
She's like, no, it's just you guys.
I mean, help us out.
I can see how you think.
Especially
that,
us.
Yeah. Like, No Limit Larry and them, so they only knew, like, Miss Jessica's like, I know no one.
Yeah, they have nicknames for everybody. They call Eric at the front. We call him Muscles.
Oh, no.
They call him Zach for Zach Morris from Saved by the
Bell.
They didn't know Ashley. See, I know Ashley at the front desk because our babies.
She's former 911 operator.
And that's why Roy knows her, and our babies are around the same age.
But you guys are here in the morning.
And then there's afternoon.
Right,
and
yeah, so it's kind of hard.
Do you know who works at V101 in the afternoon? Who JD hands over to?
No, I thought that's like syndicated.
You know that. You know.
Is it? Well, no, because Fly Time just sends us in.
He's bald, wears glasses, his picture's on the wall.
Sporty Odie?
Oh, my gosh.
No?
He's a grown man, yes. Tone
X.
Yeah. Sorry.
And who does, I don't know if I can tell you who does country in the afternoon. Oh, no, I do. Charlie and Debbie do country in the afternoon. Do you know QCB?
Yeah, he does sports. He does a podcast and he does Fox
Brandon,
Sports.
Jack Daniel.
I know
okay.
the majority right. of on-air talent and sales and management, but then, like, there's people... Like, there's a girl here who, her name's Morgan, and all I know she does is check the mail, and I don't know what she does outside
that. But that's
that.
Not true anymore, because I saw her on a...
Right.
She's now in continuity or something.
Right. I have no clue what she does, but that's I don't know the business side.
Do you know Dana?
Yeah, no.
Could you point Dana out? Brenda? Carol? Oh, these are important
Carol.
People.
I know Carol.
Tori?
I would confuse Brenda and Dana. For sure.
And they don't look alike.
Oh, no.
One's got dark hair, one's got light hair.
But like with the business side, I just don't know.
I don't know if you can answer this.
But everybody knows
Hold
me.
On. I'm going to pause.
We don't know you.
Hold on. I'm going to pause for a second. And then we also have like remote employees who work from home.
Yeah.
I know a girl, Allie, who used to work here, left, Allie Lopez, and then she came back and then like I saw her going down the elevator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Day when I came at night and I'm like, what are you doing here? And she's like, I stop by at night and help with the logs, you know.
Oh, really?
I don't there's think so anymore much, but I think she used
there's
to
so
yeah
so much stuff that goes
yeah,
on
so.
Well, we can be the welcome committee for anyone that's here between the hours of 8 and 10.
I mean, if you guys want to listen, if you guys want to take that on,
we have a fun game planned for the Christmas party.
Wait, I don't know if I want to hear
all
this.
The morning shows. We're gonna bring out people and we're gonna play guess the name.
It's gonna be a clue. It's gonna be a life size version of Clue.
That's not a bad idea.
Game show music. We'll have three questions. Like, I work in sales. I've been with Kiss 95.1 forever. Because do you know that Vidra's son works here?
No.
I just realized somebody just told me that was Vidra's son. Like, I knew him, and I don't want to say the name in case you're gonna ask him, but I
he
knew him. I just didn't know that they were related.
You know her niece works here?
No, I did not know that.
No, that I didn't know. Who's her niece?
Crystal.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
By the way, none of the listeners understand any of this, but that should show you how dumb we are. But we don't know our own coworkers.
And I was never officially introduced to Aaron, although Beth does a pretty good job. Our sales manager does a good job of introducing the salespeople. Vidra's son.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, I know that because I've been to Panthers games with Aaron before.
Yeah.
And so when I saw him in the hallway, I was like, oh, you're working here now. That's awesome because he just graduated and stuff. So
how funny is that? Because he's in sales too.
Yeah.
So he can steal mom's business.
No,
nobody's stealing mama's business. All right, Tori.
No.
How's everything else? Good?
It's good. It's busy.
Yeah.
Just working on payroll. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I know we don't want to take you too much from that.
Yeah.
Selfishly, because I want to be paid.
Right.
So you need to get back.
Throw my file away when you get back there.
Away.
Yeah,
just
please.
Throw the whole file away.
Yeah.
Thank you. Might need a shredder.
I need a separate truck to haul it away.
Industrial size shredder.
Get out of here. All right. Thank you, Tori. Right,
thank you.
Tori on the Rap Party podcast, HR. So she thinks it's funny that we don't know all these people, but that's her job.
She's supposed to know these people because they come to her with complaints. They come to her with payroll issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, anything internal that we're not supposed to know about, she knows about it.
if there's a meeting and Tori's in it, it ain't good.
You're in big trouble.
One time we got called to a meeting and we were joking about
Tori being there.
Tori
was there.
And then we opened the door and Tori was
in
there.
Hey, when'd you get here?
How you doing? Oh boy, what did we do?
And that had to do with our day off.
I know an HR manager and we went out and we had some drinks at a brewery and she's the most inappropriate woman I've ever met.
Not here.
It's not Tori. It's with a different company.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like really touchy-feely, hugging everyone.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, easy, HR. Let's back it down a notch.
Before Tori came, there was a little lapse in HR departments here. Like, they let the old HR person, or the old HR person, I think left. And then our new HR person came in, and our new HR person was like, do you like my shirt, or do you think it shows too much cleavage? I was like, oh, this is awesome. Oh, man. Speaking of cleavage, Lauren, I heard you say something. You got a J-Lo dress that you're all excited to wear for the Gravedigger's Ball. And what's your issue with it?
Yeah, it's just a little revealing, quite honestly.
Can I see a picture?
I don't have a picture of me
of you, but can I see a picture of the dress?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look as bad on the model, like, honestly, because I saw it online when I ordered it, but then when I put it on myself, I just felt very naked.
Oh, really?
So, I don't know.
Like the duct tape bikini that we made you wear?
Yeah.
No, I take that back. That we celebrate a National Duct Tape Day.
Yeah.
Right.
HR was just in here.
Yeah, made you wear.
But no, I don't know. Now I'm like having second thoughts. Like maybe I'll just wear it to like a close friend. Like my friend is having a Halloween party. Maybe I'll just wear it to that and I'll find something else for Gravediggers. I don't know. There's like so many thoughts going through my head. So basically it comes with two pieces and it's like this, it barely covers anything on the front side. And then it comes with a little teeny tiny pair of green bathing suit bottoms. So basically, like,
oh my God,
the whole dress like opens and there's no bottom to it. It's just bathing suit bottoms underneath. So, and the dress is sheer. So I would have to like duct tape the girls and then two-way tape.
Wear your new sports bra that you love so much.
No, but then it's like, it's supposed to be open there.
Oh.
So it's a whole thing. Maybe I'll... I don't know.
Is it pretty accurate to J-Lo's?
Yeah, I guess so. It's not as like long and flowy, but yeah, it's pretty accurate to the original.
You ain't got
though.
The J-Lo ass though. Okay. How are you doing that?
I don't know.
You want some of mine?
Yeah, sure. So maybe what I'll do is I'll take a mirror selfie and I'll put it up on Instagram and people can tell me like yay or nay. Like you can either that's appropriate or way too inappropriate.
Last year you went as Ariana.
Yeah.
And Dallas was Pete.
Uh-huh.
Is he going to be A-Rod?
No, he's kind of mad at me because I asked him to be my handler.
Handler?
And like wear a headset and a suit, carry a clipboard. And he was really mad that I asked him to be my handler.
Yeah, because that's not far from what you actually want him to do that evening. You want him to actually manage your schedule.
Hold your purse.
Yeah, hold your purse. He's like, that's too...
Get you a drink.
Yeah, he goes, I don't actually want to do the real job.
I don't want to be your assistant.
Yeah. No, I know what's happening here.
Yeah, he wasn't
happy. Have
him
just wear
me.
Like a dark wig and then put like put like chalk under his eyes and wear a Yankee jersey
bat. Yeah, he would have to go like
can't
in
a
Yankees
bat
in, jersey. But
imagine
they I don't
let
know,
him in
plastic
with a bat.
One. I think you can.
Yeah, plastic one. You can. Okay. What else are you doing to make it J Lo? Because Ariana last year was pretty. You had the ponytail. How are we going to know that you're J Lo?
I think it'll be pretty obvious.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, because it's like. She wears her hair a certain way with these, and I'm going to have to get a wig for it, and yeah.
Okay. We're going to call you Lorlo.
Okay.
What are you doing, Roy? What are you dressing as?
I'm a doctor like I do every year.
It's so boring.
Amanda and I were talking about doing, oh my God, what's that show called? With Peg and Al Bundy. Married with Children.
Married with Children. Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Hey, Peg.
How are you going to dress?
Just kind of like with a shirt, tie.
Although maybe I'll
just
do
put my hand down my pants the whole day.
Are you going to like carry around shoes? Wasn't he a shoe salesman?
Yeah. And she's going to have her hair up big. So you really won't know who I am unless I'm really pinned next to Amanda on stage.
Right.
I'll just say who I am.
So that's what I was worried about too, because I'm like standing alone, like on stage, is it going to be obvious?
Yeah. Do you remember the one year like...
Or am I just going to look like a whore?
We got a call girl here.
For Halloween. You're pretty
Mandy's currently asking Nicole what she's going to be for Halloween.
Do you not know me?
She doesn't dress up, dude.
I literally don't dress up.
Because she's
That's
lame.
That's why I didn't dress up last
How to be
because
Bieber for the wedding.
You were Bieber one year.
Be wedding Bieber.
Ooh, with girls? And Lorraine can be,
No.
Haley Baldwin Bieber.
She's literally...
Kylie can be... Kylie can be Haley.
She goes past. She's got something planned with Dallas. Now, I remember our significant others a couple years
ago. Our significant others were way into it. Like, Lauren came dressed up. Sterling came dressed up. Amanda did it. We were the ones hosting the event, and we had horrible...
costumes.
Horrible costumes, yeah. Huh.
All right, Gravedigger's Ball. Diplo's going to be there. Get your tickets now at kiss95.1.com. October 26th, Uptown. It is the party to be at. I think that wraps it up for this rap party.
All right, until next time, we say
au revoir, and we'll see you Friday. A live studio audience. You're going to see us do our podcast live at Queen Park Social starting at 5 p.m.
And what?
And at 5 p.m. at Queen Park Social, there may be a guest appearance.
Ooh, I may have one too.
From a former MRL show member.
I know who it is.
Oh, me too.
Awesome.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it'll be nice to talk to her again. All right.
Goodbye.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.